Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We are back with Treasure of Nadia. I told you I'd try to bring you both of them. So I'm going to try to do this every week. We'll see, because I do like Treasure of Nadia. And the Genesis Order is now out on GOG, so if you want to pick it up, you can. By the way, the game is still in development, which means they still have another patch to release. All game content is currently finished, but these are either small content updates or patches or whatever. They're patches, but I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're fixing things. I don't know if they're adding things. I have no idea what NLT's doing, but I know he's not working on the next game right yet. It says there's 11 more days until Genesis Order gets one more patch, and then that should be content complete. So, we're waiting. But you can pick it up on GOG right now at the 1.04 version, which probably is going to be 1.0 for us. I don't know, I haven't even installed it yet. But I will know as soon as you guys, well, you'll know as soon as I do. We'll say it like that. You guys will know as soon as I do. This game takes forever to get percentages in, and I have heard that the same is true in the Genesis Order. One guy said he'd been playing for 10 hours and he's only 8% into the game. These are very, very long games, guys. It could take the rest of the year to cover this game, even if I do it every week. And that's an hour a week. So think about that. Think about how many weeks there are in a year, and then how many hours, which even sometimes we've gone over an hour. So this is just really long. Okay, so let's check the crystal. That's not where I'm supposed to go. Sir, I know it's your property, but you can't disturb an archaeological dig site. My daughter is going to get hurt in that cave. I am going to close it up myself. You can't, sir. You'll get in trouble with the state. Might I simply suggest telling your family not to go into the cave until the site has been properly exhumed? And how long will that take? Probably about 2 or 3 years. What? Get off my property and don't come back without a permit. I know my rights and you can't use my property as a dig site without permission from the state. Yes, sir, I understand your concern and I will return with the proper documentation as soon as it's approved by the governor's office. This is unbelievable. That cave is a danger to my family and must be blocked off. Thank you for your cooperation, sir.
What's up?
Hello.
Michael, you mentioned there was a way to rent a kayak. A kayak? How do I do that? Well, I could tell you, but if you're planning to cross the river, I must remind you the park trails are closed to the north. I won't go far. For using a kayak in the river, you can apply for a license at a local retailer. Oh, okay. That doesn't sound too hard. You'll just need to pass the exam, and then you can begin your training. Training? Yes, Grim, you need to pass the written exam as well as a training test, and then you can be licensed to operate a kayak. That sounds a little ridiculous. It's better safe than sorry. Boy, is that guy an asshole. This sucks. I guess I have to go to the store and take an exam. That doesn't even make any sense. I gotta go to the store and take this exam.
What's up?
So you've caught a sea perch. Big deal. Rockfish are the true sport fish. Haha, I've caught one. It was easy. I'm impressed. You've earned a few bucks. Wow, I got money. These lures are not available yet. They're too powerful. Catch all the fish. Oh, I've got them all, damn it. No.
Hey there.
Good to see you.
I want to run a kayak. Bring me the completed license exam and then we'll talk.
What's this for?
Hey there.
Good day.
Emily, do you offer state permits here? Yes, I do. What do you need? A fishing license? A climbing permit? A digging warrant? An animal relocation consent form? I need a kayak license. What are you planning to do? I'm searching for some stuff up north, and I need to cross the river. Always looking for trouble, aren't you, Grim? Just helping out some friends. Speaking of which, do you need any more help with your love potion? I'd be happy to test some more with you. Of course you'd be happy, pervert. Unfortunately, I'm still studying, and I don't want to waste any more of my sample. That sucks. I do suspect that my formula is working to enhance the effects of another ingredient in the sample formula. What are you talking about? My mixture is enhancing an existing aphrodisiac, something far weaker. What is it? I don't know that, silly. If I did, I'd have you go hunt it down. Is it another plant? Perhaps. I don't know. Have you ever heard of a maca plant? Well, yes, it's a herbal aphrodisiac. I'm impressed you knew that. Is it? It's an aphrodisiac? Of course. Why did you suggest it if you didn't know? I'm helping the massage lady with her garden. That's how I know about it. Wait, the maca plant grows in Cape Vedra? Yeah, north of the river. Very interesting. Perhaps that is the missing ingredient. That's why I need a way to cross the river. Well, if you run across one, bring it here. In the meantime, you can find your kayak license exam over here. Thanks, Emily.
Hello.
How do you do?
I want to rent a kayak. Bring me the okay. Oh, it's incomplete.
Why are you showing me this?
Well, how do you complete it? To receive credit for your exam, please return this exam to your local state park representative after completion. Which one of these is the least important to have while kayaking? Which of these conditions should you avoid when planning to kayak offshore in Cape Vedra? Do I have to, like, take training or something? Which of these items is illegal to have on a kayak in Cape Vedra? If a large boat approaches, which side of the river should you yield on? You failed the exam. Why not study at the library? Oh! Get back here, you!
Good to see you.
What's up?
I came out to water the bushes and saw a rat! I'm trying to catch it. With your hands? I almost got it. We can call Albert. He's got a whacking stick he uses to smash those critters to bits. Grim, I don't want to hurt it. You could just leave it alone. I worry that it could be making its way into the house. There's got to be a better way to catch it. Care to offer any suggestions?
How about good old Albert's whacking stick?
I bet I could build something that could work. Perhaps we need some food for the little fellow. Yeah, food and something to trap it in. Will you do that for me, Grim? You know I'm not much use when it comes to this stuff. Janet, I think you handle things pretty well. Thank you, Grim. It's not easy being a single mom. I'll help you out with this one, Janet. Leave it to me. Thank you, Grim. Helping out these single mothers, eh? From what I've been told, they need a little more help than just mowing the lawn or catching rats, that's for sure. Man, look at all them fucking ones I've unlocked. Alright, so where am I going now? Yeah, I have to go to the library. Here are some helpful tips to remember to keep you safe on the water. Three most important things you need to remember to bring is a whistle, a life jacket, and a paddle. Never paddle out to sea with 15 knots or greater wind at your back. Alcohol is never permitted. Kayakers in state park rivers must stay to the south side of the river. Okay, that's easy as shit. Good job, Grim. Can I run a kayak now? This exam permits you entry into the performance exam and will put your skills to the test. Seriously? It's important that you know how to operate a kayak. Why is it important? We'll use the river for your test. Meet me at the river and we'll begin. Well, damn. Why is this so complicated? Yeah, you can't dig while he's around. Hey, did I see you get that scroll just now? You can't be taking that striptease scroll. How dare you?
What's new?
Welcome, Grim, to your training course. What do I have to do? Operating a kayak is no easy task. It's a great responsibility to operate a streamlined bullet like a kayak. One wrong move can injure you or, more importantly, another park visitor. Isn't the park closed? Quiet. This is serious business, Grim. So what do you want me to do? First, we must see if you possess the natural abilities of a kayak operator. I will let you board the vessel and make haste down the river where I'll be waiting. You will then proceed to dock the vessel. If you can pull this off, you will have completed the first part of your 6-part training exam. The river is moving really fast. If I'm supposed to meet you downriver, how are you going to keep up with me? Make haste, Grim! Oh shit, he's fast! Avoid hitting any rocks for 60 seconds. If you feel brave, see if you can grab some money, too. Oh, is this gonna be like the Mario RPG thing? Kinda. Okay. So, I can use my mouse on this. Oh, the perfect. Oh! So, alright, we'll try it again. Oh, me monies! I bet there's somebody that can get all the freaking money in this area. And they'll probably start bringing larger sums of money the further you get. You know, at least he tried his hand in a minigame. Minigames are fun. Nope, I didn't even get that one. Well, too much for that one. You're a natural, Grim. I think I'm good now. Can I rent the kayak? You're good, Grim, but your trials are only just beginning. How long is this going to... Endurance! Huh? Physical and mental endurance are the tools of a successful kayaker. Oh, God. Are you ready to start your training? Sure, whatever. That's the spirit. Wow. 1001! 1002! I'm gonna pass out! You pass out and you fail! Damn! What? If you can catch that thing, you can catch grease lightning! It's just a kayak. What's the point of this? Get him! Get him! Get him! Listen closely, Grim. You have 30 minutes to find all the safety flares that I've meticulously hidden among the jungle brush. It won't be easy, but you have to prove you have a keen eye for hidden danger. I'm exhausted. Listen carefully. You must find all 60 safety flares before the timer runs out, or you'll have to restart the training. Grim, what are you doing? I've been waiting for you by the river for an hour. Howdy, ma'am. I'm teaching the boy valuable kayaking skills so he can navigate you safely through the raging river. Grim, I already have a boat for us. What the hell? You're a licensed boat captain? Yes, sir. If you're a licensed boat captain, then you can co-sign Grim and he can skip the exam and training. Are you telling me I did all that for nothing? Congratulations, Grim. You can now legally operate a kayak. If you'll excuse me, I have a lot of cleaning up to do. Now, where exactly did I put all those flares? There's one! Come on, Grim. My boat is to the west. Running after that damn goose. This is the west, right? Yeah.
Hello.
Hi there.
Are you ready, Grim? Looking good in that outfit, Diana. Come on, Grim. Let's move. Ah, look at them go. It feels good to be at it again. Treasure hunting? Yes, Grim, I missed the excitement of the discovery. Why did you stop? Luck caught up with me. I suppose it's an inevitable fate for a treasure hunter. What do you mean? I have debts to pay, Grim. I just need to make things right again. I'm sorry to hear that, but why stop treasure hunting? I learned a lot in my time as a treasure hunter. The life of a seller is far less risky.
And less fun.
That is true, Grim. I wish your father was still here.
I wish I'd gotten a chance to know him better.
You look so much like him, Grim. Looking at you brings me back to the time I first met him.
On an expedition?
He underestimated me at first. He thought I was just another wooing fan. I took advantage of his weakness for women many times. But no matter what I did, he'd always greet me later with a smirk of cockiness. Determined to conquer the unconquerable.
Sounds like you drove him wild.
That I did, Grim. That I did. Let's split up and look for the best way forward. We're trying to get to the mountain peak. If I'm right, that's where the tomb will be.
Thorn bush blocks the path. Yeah! Mm-hmm.
This isn't right. What do we have here?
A silver talisman. Yay! I can't go this way. There's a massive bullet ant colony there. Let's not fuck with the bullet ants. By the way, guys, if you don't know what a bullet ant is, Google bullet ant and you have fucking nightmares. They do not fuck around. Bullet ants, they're the size of... Man, they're huge. You'd be like, oh my god, that's an ant? Yeah. And you got scorpions. Okay, I can't fucking pull it out, but I can stomp the scorpions. Ah, so there's a... Hold on. Alright, so they want me to go the hard way around it. So what I'm gonna have to do is go back around. I know there's a bullet in it. Yeah, we can't do that. All right. Yay! I opened something up. Can't go around there. I don't have nothing to get rid of bees. An old map. Neat. Nope, get away from that. I found a maca plant. Always look around, because you never know where shit is. Oh! Hold up, there's a puzzle. Alright, hold on, guys. This is easy. No, it's not either. Yay, I did it. Wait, there's something here under all that growth. You found it. Are you sure it's not another native shrine? Look around for clues. Anything that could be identified as being from Tikpok. It's probably quicksand. This looks like it could be a hidden door. It could be. How do we open it? Look for some sort of switch or lever. Something is on the ground here. I think I found a switch. Wait! You saved me. Like father, like son. Oh. Diana? You never know what life's gonna throw your way, do you, Grim? Oh boy, I like where this is going. Me too, because I do have a thing for those older, attractive women. And what is that I feel between your legs, Grim? I think I landed on something. Oh. Let's see what we have here. What's this? This is it! Huh? It must be a Tikpok artifact, guys. This design, I recognize its origin. You know, I think there's something else hard down there for you to find. Grim, this could be our ticket into Sophia's graces.
Why bother with her?
Stop thinking with your cock, Grim. Come on, Diana, let's just use this info to find the treasure for ourselves. Patience. Sophia has the information that we need. We both want wealth, but going head-to-head with Sophia will not end well. So you want to use her? Let's show her what we've found and gain her trust.
You sound like you've done this before.
I've got many tricks up my sleeve, Grim. Come on, let's not waste time.
What could this be?
So see, I got that. What? It's locked, okay. I am doing exactly that. I am wasting time. I'm gonna find out what the hell is on this part of the island. Especially if there's something here I need to look at. Chest key.
What do we have here?
Zombie style. I haven't used any of these. Ant killer. Fossilized algae, alumina, quartz, and a rusty key. Fossilized algae, rusty key. Do I have any quartz? Yeah, so all I need is aluminum, and I wonder if I could just buy that. Then I can go kill those ants and get that maca plant. It seems to be the only thing you can get there. Yeah, we can. I don't know why there's a jar out in the middle of nowhere anyway.
This might come in handy.
Oh, it's a gaffer tape. I thought it was a container. When we get back, I will contact Sophia on the private number she left me and inform her you'll be showing up with an artifact that she'd be interested in.
Sounds like a plan.
Remember, Grim, string her along. Get information from her. We want her to feel comfortable dealing with us, but at the same time, we need to fish for new information.
Affirmative, Diana. I understood the plan. Let's go.
Here's the artifact. Tick-pock artifact. Go to Sophia's place when you're ready. I'll call her and make arrangements. Keep tight-lipped, Grim.
I know. I'll make an extra effort.
And put on the charm. I know you have it in you.
Will do.
If you need to cross the river, you can use the kayak that Michael left on the riverbank to the east. But I'm going to do this. Because I really want to get rid of those bullet ants, don't you? Well, I think I know how we can do it. Alright. No? Okay. All those monstrous bullet ants to die. And I'm telling you, they are monstrous. Again, Google them. Google bullet ant. You'll be like, holy shit. That's what you see in like a horror movie. And apparently they've got a hell of a sting too, like 10 million times worse than fire ants. They bite. You'll never think of an ant the same way again when you see a fucking bullet ant. Alright, you motherfuckers.
I did it! What do we have here?
All that for a maca plant? Like, really? That was it? I had to make that ant killer just for that one frickin' maca plant. Must be really good. Were you able to cross the river and find me a new plant?
Yes.
Check this out.
I am grateful for your help.
This very rare plant must have been very hard for you to find.
Yeah, it was really hard to find, Prisha.
This maca plant does much for sexual enhancement. It will make a fine new massage oil for my customers.
You're using it to make a sexual massage oil?
Yes, Grim, it is my new business. But do not worry. I will always offer my favorite client my best massages. I figure this plant must be worth a pretty nice massage. Well, yes, Grim. Very good massage for you. What would you like, hand relaxation or mouth relaxation? What would it take to get some pussy relaxation? Oh my, very deep relaxation indeed. A big tip would be needed for such size as yours to fit into my small flower. But I got you a maca plant. That was hard work. And it was hard work. We had to fight the bullet ants, and again, Google them, they're fucking huge. Come on, Prisha, I know you can take it. For such a handsome man, perhaps I can give you a sample. But first, we must stretch. That's very Asian of her. Stretch! We must prepare my flower. What are you doing? I must stretch my flower so I can take your girth. I am a small woman, Grim. But you've had kids. You can take it. Come, Grim. Feel my tiny and delicate flower. Well, you're tight, Prisha. I give my flower only on rare occasion, but for you, I am grateful. Are we doing it out here? Come to me, Grim. My flower is ready. Oh boy, you look tasty. Oh fuck, you're tight. You stretch me so much, Grim. How can a mom have a pussy this tight? It feels so good inside you. You do so well, Grim. You please my delicate flower. I have not felt such size before. And that might be true. Do you like it, Prisha? Oh yes, Grim. You are a very gentle man. You notice he has to go, like, stupidly slow with her, right? Well, not now. Well, now she's not going to be able to walk tomorrow. Fuck yeah, this feels great. Grim, careful with my flower. Remember, she's telling him I wanted to be able to walk tomorrow. Your pussy is fantastic, Prisha. So deep and rough. I'm coming! That was great, Prisha. You have released much tension onto my bottom. Are you relaxed now, Grim? Yes, Prisha, your pussy did the trick. I feel much better. Next time you bring very big tip. It's worth it to get to that tight little pussy of yours. I almost had her sounding like chop chop. Thank you for the maca plant, Grim. It will make many wonderful oils. No, we're not. Perhaps one day I can use the oil with you. Prisha drives a hard bargain on her massages, but it's worth every penny. I hope I can get more of that juicy pussy of hers. Best pussy in ever! Best pussy in all land! No bad pussy in all land! We got goose! Best goose in all land! No bad goose in all land! Can I break open this jar? Now, she'd probably be pissed if I did this.
What could this be?
What you do to my jar, Gwyn? Oh shit, let's get the hell out of here. That ancient jar! You know that go back... 1500 year! Oh shit, I done fucked that up. No, alright. What is this? I mean, I might need it. Emily, the maca plant. That's Jessica. Emily. Oh, yeah. Been a while, guys. That's what you wanted. Dad, I told you I was just taking a break. Yes, sir, I won't do it again. Grim, you startled me.
I found the maca plant, Emily.
You did? That's great.
Can we test it now?
Damn, my dad is mad at me.
What for?
Apparently customers have called to complain that the store has been closed when it's supposed to be open.
That sucks.
I can't catch a break. He doesn't trust me.
Did you tell him about your idea?
Not yet. I don't want him to think I'm wasting my time. But if it works, you could sell it for millions. I know, but he won't believe me. I need to figure out the formula. If he found out what I've done by turning away vendors, he'd be very upset.
Seems like you should be ramping up testing.
So eager. Do you think the maca plant could be the missing ingredient? I guess there's only one way to find out. But let's make this quick. Customers could come in any minute. Give me the plant. And Grim, I'll need your come again.
Come again?
I sure hope this works. This love potion could make for some amazing sex down the road with Aelia and Naomi.
Heh, and maybe Jessica too. And Diana?
Here, hold the mixture. Incomplete serum mixture. Come on, Grim. Take your pants off.
Oh yeah, milk that cock, Emily. Get my dick nice and wet with your mouth.
Does it feel like the right formula? I feel something. It's doing something. It's working. We found the formula.
Hell yeah, time for some sweet pussy.
The effects are still not as strong, but there's something working.
Emily, bend over some more. I can't find your pussy.
What? Hurry up, Grim. Stick it in me. That's the wrong hole, dumbass. Oh, no, that's the right hole. Jesus, Emily, you're so much tighter than before.
Nope. Okay, we were right.
Grim, that's not my pussy. You're clenching so hard on my cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Ah, I think I'm in your ass. Of course you are. You're going to make me come from fucking my ass.
I'm going to come too.
Oh shit, I came inside. Grim! I'm gonna always get upset when you do that. Wow, that's a lot of cum. I can't believe I let you fuck my ass. You made me cum from just anal sex. The stuff worked.
Great, you can sell it now.
Oh shit, I have to unlock the store. You!
Wait, don't yell at me.
You are taking up skirt pics of me.
Hey Ash, how's it going?
Of course you know this, pervert.
I'm not a pervert. Maybe you should leave, Ash. I'm just handing out the last stack of flyers for the massage lady. If I could just leave them here.
You can't hand out flyers here. Go away.
Is there anyone else working here that I can talk to? No, it's just me. Now go away. Fine. We've got to test this stuff somewhere else, but I can't leave the store. So there's more testing to be done? Of course, the formula can be stronger. I know it. But for now, I need to gather the ingredients and order more Philbin Serum. What can I do to help? I'm going to make an order for the drugs I need. You can collect more maca plants and, of course, red ginseng and philweed, too. I also want you to find someone to replace me here at the store. Someone who wants a part-time job. I can't keep closing the store.
You can count on me, Emily.
We're going to do it, Grim. Aren't you excited?
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Grim. I couldn't have done it without you.
Okay.
I do want to see what his deal is.
What's new?
I guess the store clerk is still mad. I'm desperate, though. I need some cash.
You know Emily is hiring a clerk now.
No way. I'm not working for her. Maybe you'll get lucky and get a good picture of Sophia.
No such luck yet.
But you're still looking for jerk-off material? Hey, whoever said that?
Well?
Okay, what do you got?
Just some hot lady that I took a photo of earlier while I was passing out flyers.
Let me see. I want some money first.
Fine, how much?
How much do you have?
I'm not giving you all my money for a photo.
Okay, 500.
For a single photo?
She's a hot one, Grim, and it'll help me out, man.
Damn it, I want to see it, so you have a deal.
Oh, that for a picture.
Sweet.
She's a bit older, but sexy as hell.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. What's wrong?
Nothing. Give me that picture.
Sure thing, dude. And don't take any more pictures of her.
Why are you acting weird?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, Grim. Well, I'll see you around.
Yeah. See ya, Ash.
Alright.
Just a few more minutes left. Looks like Janet is still drinking. But she does look happy. She's a sexy woman. Wonder if Janet's tits are bigger than Naomi's. Oh god, I shouldn't be thinking about Janet in that way.
No, you shouldn't. But a man's dick likes to do the thinking for him, as we all know.
So how much money do I have? And how far am I in the... Oh, wow, 25% completed. That's a quarter of the game, guys. Took me a few months to get a quarter of the game.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to talk to Sophia.
Get lost, kid.
Hey, I have an appointment.
Yes, madam, right away.
Okay, kid, Sophia wants to see you. I told you. Follow me and don't touch anything. Well, if it isn't the son of Idaho Johnson. I received a call from the antiquities dealer. Do you have something to show me?
I have something you're looking for, but I want money first.
But of course you do. You're a smart boy. You must know I could easily part with whatever price you desire.
You can't hide it, Sophia. Everyone knows you're here for something. Something big.
If you're referring to treasure, you'd be wise to abandon your search.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Do you really think that Cape Fedra has a hidden treasure? The Spanish combed this land for hundreds of years. What makes you think there's anything left to discover?
I didn't expect you to tell me anything useful. So perhaps the best fortune to be made is from you, Sophia.
Now you're thinking, Grim. Tell me what you want me to find. I can do it.
I never imagined you of all people swallowing your pride to do my bidding. Well, here we are.
I'll be damned.
What the hell are you doing? Are we doing business or not? I already know the Tick-Tock were here. You're too late.
If you don't want what I have, then why did you even let me in here?
I wanted to hear you beg for money.
Guards, take him away!
Wait, there's a tomb on top of Mount Vedra.
You've interrupted me for a worthless native tomb?
It's a Tick-Tock tomb. Look.
Now do you want my help or not? How did you locate that?
The Tick-Tock buried their dead on mountain peaks. The Tick-Tock that came here centuries ago mixed with Cape Vedra natives. I know my shit, Sophia.
You can't fool me, Grim. You're fishing for information. Whatever you've read in your children's books is all made up. There is no such thing as the treasure of Nadia. Keep your trinket. It has no value to me. If you want to impress me, then find the written word of the Tick-Tock.
I thought their culture didn't have a written language.
Seems you don't know everything about the Tick-Tock.
It's time to leave, kid.
I'll be back, Sophia. I'm not gonna stop searching.
What a bitch.
She's damn sexy, though, and I did get some info. It seems the Tick-Tock have a written language after all. That's what Sophia is after. Something the Tick-Tock wrote down.
Okay. So, I think that's a good spot. Okay, guys, so we'll see you here next time with more Treasure of Nadia on Grimm's Adult Games Corner. Remember, you can pick up Lust Epidemic, the not-so-good one, Treasure of Nadia, and now the Genesis Order, all at GOG. And, of course, they're on Steam as well. So, if you want to continue the adventure, you can do so right now. You don't have to wait for me. You can play it to your heart's content all day long if you want. But, at any rate, I'm out, and we will see you next time.